Just a few months ago, a new band was founded in Sydney to help nurture the skills and talents of women aged 15 to 21 who want to play jazz. But why start a band like this, and what's it like to play in it? Joining me in studio, as I was saying, I'm joined by the band director of the Young Women's Jazz Orchestra, Ellen Kirkwood.
Hello,
Ellen,
AJ.
Good morning.
Hello.
And also the lead trumpeter in the band, Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi.
Okay, fantastic to have you here with us. Now, Ellen, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the Young Women's Jazz Orchestra and how it came to be?
Well, okay, so there's another group out there called Sirens Big Band that came together at the start of 2010.
Right.
And the reason that band was started is because there are a lot less women playing jazz in the world.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, the mission is to sort of basically like band together, make ourselves better, make ourselves heard, and yeah, just sort of say to the world, hey, you know, we're here, we exist,
yeah.
And also hopefully, you know, be role models to younger people who might see us and go like, hey, that's a thing
that's
I
cool.
can do.
I can jump in that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cool. So we decided that we want to, you know, expand on this. So we decided to put together a young version of ourselves, basically.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Now, was it important to have a jazz band just for young women? Why is that bit important?
A lot of jazz bands out there, particularly, I mean, as I said, most of the time these bands are either all male or mostly male.
Okay.
And we just kind of wanted to correct the balance a little bit, I suppose, but also because, you know, myself and a lot of people I've talked to are very familiar with the feeling of being the only female in the band. And, you know, whilst we get used to it and sometimes you become one of the boys and stuff,
yeah.
It is kind of good to sort of, you feel a little bit, you know, on the outer sometimes.
Yep.
So it's kind of good to have a community where you don't feel like the odd one out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking more broadly, more generally, is there a scene of sorts for young women playing jazz around Australia?
There is. It's growing more and more. There's also these workshops that were started 12 years ago, 12, 13 years ago, by Sandy Evans, who is a massive shaker and mover of this kind of this movement getting more women in jazz. And, you know, there are other things like that's expanding around the country. So they're doing a similar set of workshops in Perth and Canberra now that it's basically, yeah, trying to get more girls and young women into improvising. And also we just had a couple of months ago, the Sydney International Women's Jazz Festival, and there's
yes.
a Women's Jazz Festival down in Melbourne
yep.
and stuff. So there's definitely movements happening all around the place trying to sort of go like, hey, you know, that we need to get more women into this. There's not an equal representation. There's a lot of talent out there
yeah.
that needs to be heard, and we need to change the culture that sort of seems to say to young people like jazz isn't really a girl thing to do.
It's got a bit like that. And Rachel, let's go to you. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose jazz?
Well,
what is it about? Because as Rachel was saying, as Ellen was saying, it's very, it can be a bit sort of old school, a bit boy club sort of thing. Why jazz for you?
I find with jazz, it's the kind of music where there's so much creativity, especially with improvising. You know, I personally study classical music at the Sydney Con. So I started doing jazz because with classical, you just sort of do exactly what's on the page.
But very jazz, by the book, isn't it?
Yeah, but with jazz, you get to sort of really express yourself. You're doing exactly what you want to play. You know, you can follow the chords, like what's on
yep.
the page, but at the same time, you can just do whatever
improvise
you want.
From there.
Yeah, and you can, you know, follow what feels right.
Now, you're really lead trumpeter.
Yeah.
What made you want to be part of this band?
Well, as Ellen was saying, I find when I've done jazz before in the past with other bands around Sydney, I find you're sort of a little bit bogged down by all the guys that are there. They're usually
yeah.
the ones who are sort of
running.
You know,
yeah,
they sort of run the ship. And like, it's really nice to have just a bunch of really solid, awesome girls around you. You make awesome friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a really like awesome environment.
Cool.
It feels really great.
Now, what do you hope to get out of being in this band? What is it? Do you want to then sort of take this band and make it an international thing, or is that sort of the dream? Am I looking too far ahead there?
Who knows?
That would be really great.
Yeah?
Someone throw money at us.
All right. Well, Ellen, going back to you. If someone wanted to get involved or maybe see the band play live, how can they do that? Where can we find you guys online?
Well, if you can basically Google Young Women's Jazz Orchestra, you'll find the website that's part of the SEMA website. So SEMA is the Sydney Improvised Music Association, who are sort of a partner in putting this band together.
Yeah.
If you are interested in joining, if you play the trumpet or the trombone, we're down a few at the moment, and you're 15 to 21 years old and a female, you can email me, Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, dot Kirkwood, K-I-R-K-W-O-O-D, at gmail.com, or you could also email Jess Dunn, Jess underscore Dunn, D-U-N-N, at hotmail.com. And we have
get involved.
Yeah, get involved. Definitely get involved. And, you know, hopefully we might, you know, there's been talk of maybe expanding this. Maybe there maybe there's going to be a younger version.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's like a little babushka doll. It keeps sort of shrinking down. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
How many girls are in the orchestra at the moment?
I think it's 14 now. Yeah, yes, 14. Cool. It's like these types of ensembles are usually like a set number. So four trumpets, four trombones, five saxophones, bass guitar, drums, piano. We would like to have two more permanent trumpets and one more trombone.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So if you're a young woman
to fill out the 17.
Who play those instruments?
We could even go beyond that one or two.
Wow. Wouldn't that be incredible? All right, let's finish with a song.
I should mention the gig.
Yes.
Yes. So we're doing a gig on Monday at Foundry 616, which is just close by here. It's 616 Harris Street, Ultimo. So yeah, you can hear the Young Women's Jazz Orchestra. We play a lot of Australian music, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by Australian composers, with a particular focus on female Australian composers.
Oh, cool.
I must say, we play some pieces by myself, but not just me. so if you want to come and hear us on Monday, the doors open at 7. We play from 7:30 to 9:30, and it's $10 on the door.
We'll make sure we've got links to that on the website.
Beautiful.
Now, I'm going to get you to intro this next song. What's it called? Who wrote it?
Okay, so this is a tune by Sirens Big Band, who I mentioned before. It's off our debut album called Carly and the Time of Change. It is a song that I wrote, and it's called Balkanator.
Fantastic. Well, girls, thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
Here's Balkanator. There you have it. Balkanator is the name of that track. And we were just speaking to a couple of the members of the Young Women's Jazz Orchestra. We'll put some links up on the website. Make sure you check and support those guys out.